Remember who you are. Remember who you are. Most, if not all of us, have heard those words or something like them at some point in our lives. From parents or grandparents or aunts or uncles, from people who have, for some reason or another, had an inclination to worry that we might not live in a manner that was in accordance with their hopes or expectations for us. Or maybe you have even said these words to your children or grandchildren or nieces or nephews. Remember who you are. The concern is usually that someone is forgetting how they should behave, what they should value, how they should present themselves to the world. The who you are may be identified with one's family or one's station, where one is from, who your people are. These words of warning often are motivated on some level by love and concern, but they can also emanate from pride in one's place in this world, and a fear that one's children or grandchildren may put that place at risk. Remember who you are. Just a few moments later this morning, this church community will participate in an event that gives us an extraordinary opportunity to remember who we are. But instead of remembering how particular people in our lives expect us to live, we are instead being called to remember who we truly are. Today is the first Sunday after the Feast of the Epiphany, which we celebrated here on Friday night. And that makes it the Sunday on which we celebrate the Feast of the Baptism of our Lord, a day that the church has set aside for the baptism of new members into our body. So, in just a few moments, we will be baptizing a new member, 3-year-old Amelia London Trammell. She will be baptized into our community, initiated by water and the Holy Spirit into Christ's body, the church. In baptism, we are sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked as Christ's own forever. That is who we are. That is what we need to remember. Each one of us, if we have been baptized, has been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked as Christ's own forever. It is no accident that this language from the baptismal liturgy, with its emphasis on being marked, being anointed, alighted through the Spirit as Christ's own, this language echoes the account of Christ's own baptism that we heard in today's gospel reading, where Jesus is anointed by the Holy Spirit and God identifies him as his son, his own. In the gospel accounts, including the one we just heard from Matthew, Jesus' public ministry begins after his baptism. Through baptism, Jesus' identity is publicly declared, and from that point forward, he goes about the work of publicly proclaiming the good news. The world is told who Jesus is, God's beloved Son. And then Jesus begins to let the world know what it means to encounter God's beloved Son. Likewise, in our baptisms, and in the baptism that will happen here at St. Andrew's this morning, we are sealed, marked, and declared as God's own. The most important aspect of our identity, our identity as children of God, is named and proclaimed. Through baptism, we become fully initiated into Christ's body, the church. We are received into the household of God, adopted as his children, and made into members of the church. Though we remain distinct individuals with different histories, with different challenges, with different gifts, we are now part of one body. Though we continue to be shaped by many factors, our families, our hometowns, our friends, our primary identity is as followers of Jesus, and our primary community is the church. Similarly, as Christ's baptism was followed by his public ministry, by his living into his identity as God's beloved Son, upon our baptisms, upon today's baptism, we are called to live into our identities as children of God, as members of Christ's body, the church. But it is not easy living into one's identity as children of God in this world. If we truly live into our calling as children of God, things will get rough. They'll get messy. Given our own fragility, our own failures, it can sometimes be hard to believe who we really are. We may look at ourselves or at others and wonder, is that what a child of God really looks like? Is this what a child of God really looks like? But our own failures, our own fragility is no match for the Holy Spirit. And we are promised that through the waters of baptism, we are marked and proclaimed as God's own forever. And that is why Amelia offers us such an extraordinary gift this morning. Because as we witness her baptismal vows, as we witness her mother and her aunt and uncle taking those vows on her behalf, as we stand and promise to do all that we can in our part, in our power, to support this person in her life in Christ, as we renew our own baptismal covenant, as we watch her receive water in the Holy Spirit, and as we receive her into the household of God, as Amelia receives this gift, she will help us remember who we are.